Curious, how did everybody go about kind of getting cast for these particular arias? Did you have something you tried out for specifically going in? How did this all get put together?
Our audition was an Italian aria or art song, and then the faculty kind of placed us in scenes or arias that they thought would work best for us. One of the reasons we're doing Viva Verdi is that it takes the greatest hits, essentially, of the bigger operas that we can't do since we're young singers, and it allows us to kind of get a glimpse into those operas. So it's really fun for us. They get to pick what's healthy for us to sing, and we get to have a lot of fun doing it.
That's master's student Adeline McKinley. Now here's fellow master's student Jen Wiggins performing Stride la Vampa from Verdi's Il Trovatore. Jen, what's it like doing a show like this?
I think it's definitely a different experience. So I think this just kind of allowed me to kind of keep an open mind and try to realize that things aren't always going to be the same. But it's a great learning experience because you never know what you're going to experience now because there's so much new music out there.
I also spoke with Viva Verdi director Kyle Thomas, general director of Lyric Theater Nathan Gunn, and clinical assistant professor of Lyric Theater Michael Tilley about how they put Viva Verdi together.
Early on, the Lyric Theater program approached me about directing this, and this is normally a show or a slot, I think, that's reserved for a scenes-type show. And there's so much about Verdi and his time period that's just necessary for these students to know that we began to put a show together that focused on Verdi and really began to explore all the other ways in which that we can approach a man like Verdi, not just as a composer of opera, but also as someone involved in the political climate of his time. And how can we kind of bring a lot of that contextual information together within the performance to provide a little bit broader perspective for his operas as well.
And one thing that I think a lot of people don't realize that aren't in the world of opera is that it's hard for us to do some of these Verismo pieces because the kids are young. You've got these voices that have to make it through the entire piece with a big orchestra, and it's like adult opera. So what we thought was, why don't we do highlights of everything? We can do big choral sections and invite the choir to come in and be a part of that, really give an opportunity as well to the orchestra players, because they don't get an opportunity to play this stuff either. And our students, you know, you can sing an aria, you know, you just can't sing the entire thing, and give them that kind of, hopefully, you know, passion for that particular kind of music.
If an audience member has not been to an opera before, this is the perfect entry point for them. If you're a lover of Verdi for 50 years, you're going to hear all the pieces that you love. There really is something for everybody.
We even have the William Tell Overture there. And, you know, we're waiting for someone with a gigantic Illini flag to run across the stage.
Three of the tenors featured in a Neapolitan medley also discussed their roles. Noel Jones is a first-year master's student, William Duke a second-year master's student, and Eric Mendoza is a senior undergraduate.
It's very different to have so many tenors singing together. It's a lot of personality in one number.
It's a blast, truly. It's fun because we are big personalities and we all want the spotlight, but sometimes we got to learn to share. There are a couple bits that you see where Noel and I kind of fight to get in front of each other. You know, you'll see it if you come. And no, it really is a great time, and it's a real pleasure to sing with these guys.
And I'm glad that we do the Neapolitan songs, because kind of featuring the three tenors, which is, it ends up being like a lot of tenors. And, but it's cool because, you know, it's great to be on stage singing this kind of music. It's just like so, so good.
Sole, n'aria serena dopo una tempesta, bell'aria fresca pare già una festa. Che bella cosa una giornata e sole. Bianca e schiudi l'uscio al tuo cantore.